Okay, this is case number 1180226 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Catherine Brockman, and she is present with me. My name is Adelia Huang. I am a hearings officer. It is 1:15 in the afternoon, and it is November 13th, 2018. There is no one here on behalf of the city. However, we are going to go ahead and proceed with the hearing if you are ready, Ms. Brockman.
Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. So I just want to go over a couple of things before I take your testimony. And these are just housekeeping administrative things. The first thing I want to do is explain to you my role as a hearings officer. So as you can see, this is a fairly informal setting. My role is to be a neutral decision maker and to review the evidence, which will include your testimony and any documents that were submitted, and to decide whether or not the tow of your vehicle was valid or invalid. Those are the only two options that I have. I will not be deciding as to the validity of your parking citation, only whether or not the tow was valid. If the tow is valid, based upon the evidence, then I have to find that you are liable for the fees that you paid to get your vehicle out of storage. And if I find that the tow is invalid, then I will award you and find you not liable for the towing and storage fees, and instead order that the city issue you a reimbursement check to account for the fees that you paid to get your vehicle out of storage. So those are the two possible outcomes today. I do not have any authority to reduce the fees, so it's simply either upholding the fees because the tow is valid, or if the tow is invalid, waiving them all. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Additionally, I want to check in with you about the information that I have in my file. Essentially, you should have been given a copy of anything the city has submitted in support of their case. Did you pick up information at the window?
I did.
Okay. Did you have enough time to review it?
I did.
Okay. Can you take a look at the front page there and confirm that we have spelled your first and last name correctly?
It's spelled correctly.
Wonderful. Okay. So I have everything you've submitted as well as everything the city has submitted, and we'll get to that in just one moment, but I need to go over and make sure that you are fully aware and have read the appeal hearing statement of rights that would apply to tow cases. And that would have come to you in a document in the mail, and it looks like you have it with you in front of you. And on that flip side of the first page, have you had some time to read that document?
That looks, yes, I read it.
Okay, do you have any questions about your rights today?
No, I don't.
Okay, very good. So one of the things I want to ask you or discuss with you is that for part of the record, I will be including in the record a copy of the audio of today's hearing. And so in addition to the documents, the official record and evidence will include audio from today's hearing.
Okay.
Now, we will try to make it as easy as possible for you to access that. And so what we usually do is upload a copy of that audio to the hearings office website. However, if you tell me that you would not like that to happen, I will respect that choice and we will not put it up on the hearings office website. Do you have any concern about that?
I don't have any problem with it.
Okay, and it mainly comes up in the context of, say, you don't know how long something on the internet could be there, and perhaps 5 years from now someone is looking you up and possibly could find out your case number. They could listen to what's occurring today. And so that's mainly the context in which it comes up.
I don't think that it's going to be anything that'll cause me problems.
Okay. All right.
But so
we'll
thank you.
Okay. We'll get that up there in about 72 business hours. And we're moving right along. I also want to make sure that you didn't have any trouble getting mail from my office, the hearings office, and I do actually see that you've brought with you the envelope, it looks like, that we sent you information in.
Yes, I have. So I have. I received it in a pretty timely manner.
Okay,
yes.
Is that address still good for you?
Yes.
Okay, great. That is the address I'm going to use to send you a copy of my decision after today. Now, I may make a decision and give that to you at the end of today's hearing, or I may decide to postpone that until I have a little bit more time and let you know what my decision is by mail. I will try to get you a decision today. However, there's still that chance that you might not be notified until I mail it out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So let's get back to the information that the city submitted. So I've got to figure out, was there any information when you reviewed the city's documents that you believe I should throw out because it has nothing to do with why you're here?
No, but there wasn't any information that was inaccurate other than I did notice that it said that there was no permit on my car.
Okay.
Which you can't.
So let me stop you right there, because what you're going to tell me, you need to tell me under oath. I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
What the question I'm asking is a little bit different. It's, did you see something that got stuck in there that I should throw out because we shouldn't even be discussing it because it has nothing to do with a hearing today?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I agree with you after looking at what the city submitted and also what you submitted. I am also in receipt of a photograph that I believe you submitted, and I'm going to hold it up here. Is this right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. We've marked it as Exhibit 10, so I'm going to go ahead and admit everything you and the city submitted, Exhibits 1 through and including 10. Okay. That just enables me to look at these documents and consider them when I make a decision. However, if you disagree with the information in any of the pieces of paper, you will tell me under oath.
Got it.
Okay. So at this time, I will be placing you under oath. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Brockman. Tell me about your vehicle. And it looks like it was towed for an allegation of it being parked in a loading zone. So tell me why you disagree.
Everything I will state, you know, my car was parked where it was. You have a photo of it. I showed you. I brought the photo that I have in today because it's my belief that that zone is not marked very well. I was kind of angry at myself when I first realized that this car got towed, because I'm like, okay, great, this was a very expensive mistake. But I believe that it was really bound for it to happen. As far as the evidence that was submitted by the city, I did see that it says that they passed the vehicle, no signs, permit or activity. I did have a permit. It was in my front window. I see that they took a picture of the back of my car, but it wasn't there. It was in the front window, which is a legal spot to have your permit. And I believe that with when you have a permit, they're able to get any contact information for you. I submit that all to the city with my permit.
Let me stop you there. What type of permit are you talking about?
I have a Zone M permit.
Okay.
So I live on 20th and Flanders. I parked my car there because I live in the neighborhood and I have a permit. I work on 23rd Avenue. I'm a waitress. So I rarely move my vehicle. So I parked my car on a Monday evening. It was towed the following morning. I believe it was a Monday evening. It was towed the following morning, and then I went back on a Wednesday to go meet my friend for lunch and realized my car was gone. And which then I searched around and I realized that there was a sign there that said it was a tow-away zone. So that was the first. I would have come back earlier had I thought I was parked illegally. I would have came back prior to 7 a.m. and moved my car if I really, really realized that I was parked in the wrong spot, but I didn't. So that's my big issue here, is that you have a sign that is less than a fifth of all the signs that says 7 to 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday. There's probably 7 to 8 car lengths between those two signs. And that's why I brought that photo in. You can't even see the second sign in front of that truck. And I did try to get more photos. I was having a technical problem. I have more on my phone if you'd like to see them. I realize in the paperwork it said to submit them hard copies. I tried. It didn't work out for me today. But, I did have a permit. It absolutely drives me crazy that I could have had my car parked for a week and not realized that it was towed. I got something in the mail from the city a week later that said, by the way, your car is in this tow lot. I mean, I could have been on vacation. I work in the neighborhood, and that would have been probably around $1,000 by then. And I'm a waitress. I very much struggle to make it in a very expensive city, and that drives me crazy that nobody would call me when I'm a permit holder. I think that's despicable. So if this isn't the right office to express that grievance, my apologies, but I don't know where else to go.
Okay.
So that's really all I have, is that I don't believe it's very well marked. I sincerely did not see the sign. It was dark. It's a very busy neighborhood for parking. It's hard to find parking. And that's what happened. I circled the neighborhood for half an hour. I thought I had a parking spot. There's cars parked there all the time. And I did not see the sign. And it cost me, at the end of the day, with the citation, which I believe is not, I know is not your office, but $255 for the tow, which was 2 days in the lot in my neighborhood. And then it was $95 citation, so it was $350. That's a week's worth of work for me.
When did you get the letter notifying you of the tow? Was it after you picked up the vehicle
Yes.
or before?
Yes, it was after. I believe it was around a week. I wish I had written down the day that I received it. I should have kept a copy. That was my mistake, but it was around a week.
Okay, let me address that specific issue with you right now, because there are a lot of intricate issues that you've raised. And the one thing is that I'm going to be applying code when I make my decision, and there is code that requires that a notice be sent after the vehicle's been towed. Now, it requires that a letter be sent to the registered owner, if that person can be identified, within 48 business hours of the vehicle being towed, unless the vehicle's already been picked up. So it sounds like, with respect to what you're saying as far as your fear that the vehicle could have been there for a week without even knowing, I understand your fear, but there is a code provision that says that the city has to send out a written notice within the 48 business hours after the tow in order to be compliant with code. So I want to just let you know that, to reassure you that there is a requirement that a city bureau send out such notice.
I understand, and it's not my intention to be argumentative, but I received that notice, and it was around, maybe it was 6 days. I know it was around, it was not 5 or 4, it was 6 days at most. It's still, I mean, you can look at the thing, we can do the math. It's $27 a day for my car to sit in there and whatever fees that they might have. So I'm sorry, but that's just.
Right. No, and with respect to the fee, the issue with fees, unfortunately, I don't have the authority to change the fees because I don't set them. That would be something that there's this tow board of review that actually has some citizens on it. It has some representatives from tow companies, but there is this towing board of review that will establish the contract rates. And that's the process I know of that I've seen on the Bureau of Transportation's website. There, so that's how the rates get established. Far beyond that, I don't know. But when it comes to the towing rates, I can't do anything about that other than say that I hear you, I hear what your argument is. So it looks like the Bureau of Transportation may be the one that has some sort of assistance that they could put you in touch with the towing board of review. You could write a letter, you could submit some comments as to why you believe that the rates should be changed. But
I'm not arguing the rates, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but it's just not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing that my car was towed in a place that was not well marked.
Okay, let me stop you there, because one of the things you did mention was that you felt that the rates were pretty high based upon your employment, and I get that. And I just wanted to let you know that I heard that, and I wanted to address it, because I'm also going to address your additional point as far as where the vehicle is towed from and whether or not it was a valid tow.
Okay.
So let me take a step back.
Okay.
I've got a rule that says that I have to find a tow valid under a certain circumstance, and that circumstance is if the evidence shows that the parking officer or police officer, whoever ordered the tow, if they follow the correct laws and rules. If the evidence shows that they did not follow the correct laws and rules, then I will find that the tow is invalid. If the evidence shows that they did follow the code, which is city code and any applicable laws, other laws and rules, then I am obligated to find that the tow is valid. So that's the framework that I'm working under, and I'm going to tell you about the applicable laws and rules that apply to your particular evidence and arguments that you've provided. So, but before I get there, I need to ask you a couple questions about your testimony.
Sure thing.
Okay. So, you talked about the appearance of the signs. The appearance of the loading zone sign is certainly very important, because city code says that a vehicle can be towed in a certain circumstance or without prior notice if the vehicle is illegally parked in a conspicuously posted restricted zone. So, what that means is I'm going to be scrutinizing the appearance of loading zone sign, and you've testified to that appearance. I want to ask you one question, or a couple of questions. So you referenced the photographs that the parking officer submitted. Are these photographs accurate depictions of where your vehicle is parked?
It is accurate. I don't think that it fully, I'm going to look at it too. I don't think it fully conveys really, it kind of does. This fourth one down at the bottom.
The bottom right?
Yeah, the bottom right.
Exhibit 8?
There's that tree right there. I imagine myself parking at night, getting out of my car, looking around. I would not see that tree, that sign with that tree in the way. And I love trees. I don't want you to chop the trees down. But I completely understand, going back and looking over there, how I missed it. It was not obvious. And then there's probably, what, 4 or 5 car lengths behind me for that other sign. So, yeah, I mean, it is, I guess that they do represent it. I think that my photo is a little bit better because it shows you the full span of where the, you know, how many cars are there.
Okay, so let me look at the photograph you submitted. I can see that one of the signs.
Right, the other one actually, and I'm sorry, I have more on my phone. The other one is actually right in front of where that truck is loading further up. That's where that other sign is located. Okay. You can't even see it.
Okay, that helps though.
Okay.
Okay, and then I think I heard you right, but correct me if I'm wrong. You said that the distance between the two signs in your is about 7 to 8 car lengths?
I would estimate, yes.
Okay. And just to clarify, it sounded like you did not see either of the signs before you parked. Is that correct?
No, I wouldn't have parked there.
Okay.
I mean, and can I just make a quick additional? I live a block away. I probably go to Fred Meyer every single day, and I walk on that block, and I sincerely don't see those signs, and they don't stand out. So, I mean, if that adds anything to them not being conspicuous.
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking at the tow hearing report, and I see what you're talking about with respect to you mentioning that you did have a Zone M permit displayed.
Yes.
And it was in your front windshield?
Yes, correct.
Which corner of the windshield did you say?
It would have been the driver's side.
Because, and I see why you mentioned that, the parking officer wrote in their tow statement, "This is a metered area permit zone outside of the loading zone hours. Vehicles without permits, Zone M, pay to park, and permit holders park for free." Although it's not worded very clearly, I think what I'm reading here is that generally this is a metered area, permit zone, but that area is outside of the loading zone. Can you speak to me about that?
That whole block is, you know, it's metered, unless you have a permit, which I have a permit. And then there's that section that I parked in that is the 7 to 9 a.m. or 7 to 11, whatever time it is. 7 to 11 a.m. that it is a loading zone. Does that help answer your question?
Okay. But do you agree with the parking officer when I interpret their statement or read their statement as, yeah, you can park there in excess of the visitor time limit with a Zone M except for within the loading zone?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, let's see.
I mean, the only thing that I had to speak to that was that they made it sound is that I was not a permit holder, and I don't know that I wonder if I would have been treated differently had they identified me as a permit holder. If there's any kind of notice that's given to somebody who has a permit in the window, or I mean, because I know that it's not most, and they have a picture of it. It wasn't in the back window, and I spoke with these people before I left, and apparently they were told that somebody had attempted to contact them.
Okay.
Just other than via mail.
One of the also additional things with a permit is that for a loading zone, you can use a loading zone if you have like a specific type of permit for that zone.
Okay.
So it's possible they may have referred to that. We're all just guessing at that with that regard, but that's what I was thinking maybe they were talking about when they said permit. But either way, you're not arguing that your vehicle was a truck and that you were loading or unloading it, right?
No, it's not
Got
a truck.
Got it. Okay. So one of the things that I thought might be useful is taking a look at the street view view on Google Maps to look at the area in Google Maps to kind of get a holistic perspective of how the sign looks in relationship to where your vehicle is parked. You can tell me that you do not want me to do that, and I can make a decision based upon the evidence in the record, and that's completely fine. Or you could say that you do give me permission to take a look at it. Granted, I will be focusing and placing primary emphasis on the photograph you submitted as well as what other photographs are in the record. Sometimes it does help for me to really get an idea of how many cars could have fit in a particular area, or how conspicuous or reasonably clear, easy to, quote unquote, how easy to see was the sign
Might I have permission to show you some of the fixtures on my phone that I have? I just was having technological issues. I tried to go to Rite Aid and Target before this, and for some reason.
So can you tell me what the pictures show?
It's a nighttime photo of the cars lined up, and it's just really, I mean, it's just, my interpretation of the photo was basically that it shows that this, to your average person, is being parked. There's cars parked here. There's all along, and I actually parallel parking in between two cars, and just the lack of visibility of the signage as well. And if you want to look it up on Google Maps, that's fine. But I walked by there before I came in today to actually sit there and count the car lengths, and I was like, all right, about 7 or 8, I would guess. And based on the photo that they sent, because I mean, I don't remember specifically where I parked, I was towed, but I looked at this on the bottom, and you can see the sign right here. And then we have a truck here, and then possibly maybe a small car length. So I'm guessing I'm about 3 to 4 car lengths back from the first sign. I wonder if you would agree with me on that statement, which would put me pretty much smack dab in the middle of the two signs.
And
which again, I think speaks to my sincere inability to see both of them when I got out.
So let me clarify. You said you took the photos, including the one you submitted today, or?
I took that photo this morning.
Okay.
Before I left. I have other photos from nighttime just to kind of give you an idea of the lack of visibility, because that's when I originally parked there.
Okay.
It was in the evening.
So I agree with you that being at night probably does make it harder to see a sign. I don't think it's going to really sway my decision. Just because being conspicuous depends on both whether it's day and night, like all times of day, and you submitted a photograph which shows what it looks like during the day. So I agree with you. It probably makes it a little bit more, it makes it more difficult to see a sign, but I've got to evaluate the sign under all circumstances, including daylight, too.
Okay.
So
I think that it shows, that photo shows that it's hard to see in daylight as well.
Okay, so I think you've answered all the questions that I have. I am just going to, the main issue in this case is the appearance of the sign and whether or not it falls under the definition of being conspicuously posted. And so after hearing your arguments, I will take a quick look at the Google Maps to see if just I can kind of confirm some things that I'm thinking, or, you know, if there's, or if it supports, you know, how many cars can fit there, and, you know, in addition to what you've shown me here.
Okay.
So I will get a decision out to you as quickly as I can, and it will be fairly soon, within 2 weeks.
Okay.
If either you or the city disagree with my decision, either side can appeal my decision, but at this point, I haven't reached that conclusion yet, so.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care, Ms. Brockman.
You too.